Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
As you and I are not fluent in Spanish, despite 5 years of Spanish in high school
combined.
Yeah.
The best we got was Donde está la biblioteca.
I just want to know where the library is. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
All right. No one's telling me where the library is. However,
Miss Carbel was my Spanish teacher.
She was
the hottest teacher in the school.
All right. People listening might actually know my Spanish teachers.
That's the difference. I can just speak this way because I'm not from here.
And let me tell you,
no one, like Miss Carbel's kids aren't listening or anything like this. We're good.
Here's my take. They were teachers, and I had teachers, and they taught the classes, and that happened. And I had the teachers. That's it. Now that being said, the Jose Ramirez video, which was actually from March, where basically he accused the GM, which could be Chernetti. Of telling him that they, on his hometown discount deal that he signed with the Guardians before the 2022 season, that he was told that they were going to reinvest the money in that they saved with him into the organization. And I'm going to go ahead and say that Hosey believes they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because he kind of alluded to. Now, again, this was March. So they had just traded Andres Jimenez. Friends with. They had just moved Josh Naylor, and they replaced him with Carlos Santana and no one. Oh, Nolan Jones.
So he's a Coney.
I'm talking about from the lineup side of things.
Okay.
And I thought it was interesting that people talking about the video, this is from March. I don't know why we're talking about this. I actually think it does matter, because if he was frustrated in March, I don't know how Hosey isn't watching what's happening in the playoffs. And I don't know how Hosey doesn't look at the pitching staff on this team and think, if they had reinvested that money into a bat or two, we absolutely could win the World Series this year, and certainly could have won the World Series last year, or at least played in the World Series.
You know, this season didn't help the case. If you're trying to make the argument that he'll be more satisfied after this season, it didn't help the case. I bet J-Ram feels crossed in this whole ordeal.
Yes. Well, I mean,
if
he feels lied to, then I think that could be a real concern.
Well, it's like, you know, Brady for years used to take that discount in New England. He used to be one of the lowest paid quarterbacks every single season. And was he getting a kickback on the other side of it? You tell me. Time will tell. I think it's already kind of told itself on that anyway. Yeah.
The Steve Ballmer plan.
When he takes that discount the way that he does, and then if he looked at it and the Patriots weren't spending the amount of money that they did, the way that, like, Kraft has spent since Brady's been gone, by the way, which up until this last season had not been plentiful. He just did it this last offseason, where they spent like $300 million in contracts. You'd be pissed. You'd be mad. Like, when you take the discount, the idea is that you give out the money in other ways. Jalen Brunson in New York took a massive discount, and what happened? They made a lot of deals, they made a lot of trades, and they spent a lot of money.
They also had a lot of sponsors give him money off the books.
Another guy. But still, when you take these deals, that is part of the idea. If you're going to play that game of even taking deals in secrecy in order to go ahead and help out the roster, the idea is to help out the roster.
I think the only thing I would say is, I don't know when the Guardians signed that deal, I don't know that they knew that Bally Sports was going to go away the way it did. Remember, that was a late 2022 development. If I'm not getting my timelines, what if they did? And I mean, I don't know too many small market teams. I'm not trying to shill for the Dolans here. That's not what this is.
Because your national deal is still worth $60 million, though. And the revenue sharing on that is...
Well, but if you lose $50 million in revenue and your ownership already doesn't spend... I'm not thinking about from the Dolans. I'm thinking from the GM side of things, who might have had one financial picture before that, and then you lose that $50 million, and the ownership's telling you a completely different
thing.
Yeah,
but now we're in an area where you're under $100 million, and we have it recorded on record the different ways that the Guardians can make over $100 million. If you just look at the different licensing deals, and if you look at the national contracts, and then if you look at ticket sales, and throw, we haven't got to like anything else, jersey sales or anything in between. Like one fun fact people don't know about the national baseball agreements that they have is that the Guardians make the same money as the Yankees. It doesn't matter how many times you're on national TV, you make the same money as every other team. That has been collectively bargained. That is in everyone's deal.
Yeah,
that is what it is.
The local money is where teams make
you
up
make
that
more
money.
On the National.
Why
you
the
make,
Dodgers.
You make more on the National.
Not for the Dodgers, not
for the
Yankees.
Not for the Dodgers, but for the Guardians, which is the team we're talking about right now. And so, like, if the Guardians was $40 million or $50 million, yes, you can account for that, sure. But I don't think it's crazy for J-Ram to say, look at what Kansas City has, look at what even St. Louis has. Markets that are comparable to you, and they have three and four guys on their roster that are making $20-plus million a year.
I mean, I think I don't. Who are the $40 million, the $20 million players on Kansas City?
It was, I've looked it up like seriously a couple days ago. It was
Salvador Perez.
It was Bobby Witt Jr. Obviously got the $300 million deal. Was the last one Seth Lugo? I think someone obscure was making $20 million a year.
It would sound like Seth Lugo. Yeah, that does sound like
it,
something.
It was. I can pull it up for
no,
you. Really
no
quick.
Worries. I was trying to figure what players.
But then
they
even
were.
Even the Cardinals, because I looked at this as well. Cardinals had four different players that are making the same money that J-Ram's making this year.
I would also say though the Cardinals have no NFL team or NBA team to go against. They're kind of in the situation the Guardians were or the Indians were in the mid '90s when football left town. Specific to that, the Kansas City one's a good point, though. What do you have there, Mac?
The third highest paid player on the Kansas City Royals is Michael Wacha, making $17.5 million.
That's what
million.
It was, Wacha. And then Luca's making an average per year of $23 million. So there's actually four players. Because Seth Lugo is $23 million a year. Salvador's $20 million a year. Bobby Witt Jr. is $26 million a year. Michael Wacha is $17 million a year.
So here's the thing I'll say. I hope that Hosey doesn't get to a point. Because here's the thing. Hosey in the clip, and again, this is where 7 months ago matters. In the clip, he's like, well, when we renegotiate here at the end of this contract, which is what, 3 more years from this, that it's going to be a different story. He'll be 36.
Yeah, he's not going to have the same.
Matter.
He's not going to have the same leveraging power himself. He just
now,
won't.
If he gets to a point where he says, you know what, I feel like this isn't working out. I love Cleveland, but I don't want to be here anymore. If you're not going to spend money, I can absolutely see that getting there. Again, if we're going into an off season where I think a lot of people have said the reporting was they're not going to add a lot to the books anyways.
I wonder if he feels swindled. I think there is a part of him that can feel justified, and there's also a part of him that I should feel like kind of you could have saw this coming, right? Like when they went in 2016 and made that run in 2017, the Guardians spent a boatload of money. Mm-hmm. Spent $150 million. Like they spent, not like drunken sailors, but it's a considerable amount of money that they spent in 2017 and 2018. And I wonder if J-Ram just thought to himself, they have it. This is what they're going to be doing. This is how they're going to approach it. And they just obviously haven't continued on that spending rate. And so, like, part of me looks at this and says, J-Ram, you can't be surprised. But I wonder if he just hung on to what they did for 2017 and 2018 just a little too tight.
I think my bigger beef with how the Guardians have done this is they've expected the bats to save them. They did spend, and they spent some money this offseason, and they spent it predominantly in the bullpen in the rotation, plus Carlos Santana. But my problem is they haven't really... Okay, we're spend on the pitching staff, that's fine. Why don't you get creative and bring in a bat via trade where it's either a pre-arbitration bat or maybe it's a guy in a one-year rental where mm-hmm. it's not going to cost as much in terms of prospects? I think that's my frustration is the Guardians right now, or at least last offseason, have said, okay, we're not going to spend any money. We're not going to go above our budget from last year. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut the Jimenez contract out of this. And oh, by the way, we're also not going to make a trade for any more help in the offense.
Yeah.
So the only way your offense is going to get better is if everyone hits, and that's not how.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
When you have eight prospects up at one time, you'll be lucky if two of them hit and maybe two more become utility players.
Well, so that's the sad part about this. And this is where if you just did a little bit of thinking ahead, J-Ram might have been able to see this coming. And I'm not blaming J-Ram, but this is the reality. The way the Guardians are set up right now and the influx of young talents, the timelines just don't match up to what is turning out to be the final twilight years of J-Ram's prime, essentially. Like, there's a lot of really good team or a lot of really good players that you can sell in this farm system, and guys we've even seen this last year that it got brought up for even just a cup of coffee that you'd be like, all right, they're going to be cornerstones. They're going to be this. They're going to be that. But by the time they get to actually develop, J-Ram will be 36. He will be too old.
So there's two thoughts on this that I have. One, the Guardians might be one of four baseball teams across Major League Baseball that if it came, push came to shove, that I would trust them to trade Hosey and make it work in a bountiful way. So that is something that I think, maybe I don't want to say eases my paranoia, but eases my concern. Second thing, I will tell you this. Wouldn't be the worst thing for the Guardians to really check in with Hosey where he's at and just see what he needs and what his expectations are. Because if you look at their, it's so funny when people say name change, or Dolan's a cheap, this, that, and the other. The Guardians' last 2 years have been as good as their attendance has been since 16 and 17.
Yeah.
They're averaging, I want to say it's 25,500 fans per night,
Fans
or 26.
Yeah.
So I think that's because Hosey's here. I think the economic impact of Hosey Ramirez signing that contract extension, I think the number one reason why attendance fluctuates the way it does is not just because when you're a small market team, you've got a 3-year window and you got to reset really quickly, as opposed to the Dodgers, who can have a 14-year window.
You have a superstar to watch every single time.
Yes, familiarity.
That matters so to people.
I think Hosey, even post his prime, and we're not too far off that given just the general age standards for third baseman and how production declines,
yeah.
I think a aging Jose Ramirez at third base is still going to bring people out to the ballpark.
Yeah, I do wonder. It's interesting because I was thinking in this whole discussion, I've been thinking about Mike Trout and the Angels. And because I've been thinking about how they've wasted many parts of his prime career. And now he's just in a spot where he just gets injured and isn't very good anymore. And I'm like, how many Angels fans came out for Mike Trout this many years into it? And it's odd because I would make an argument that Guardians fans care more about J-Ram and he has more box office appeal than Mike Trout ever had to Angels fans.
Well, okay, so this is an important...
We're a better fan base, obviously, well, but still.
This is an important caveat. You still have to win.
Yeah.
Like, right now you're winning because of Hosey. Going forward, you might have to win in part because of Hosey, but in part because of other guys you develop around him. But as long as you're winning and Hosey's here, I think that's the exact right combo of getting people in that ballpark more than you did 5-6 years ago.
I bet Jose's been surprised. He's like, wait, I said that back in March. There was supposed to be some conversation back in March. How did this now get going for people?
Because it takes that long for AI to translate. Matt, in a car, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, guys, real quick, with the Angels situation, first off, they're competing against, you know, the Dodgers and the Lakers, sucking up all the oxygen there, and Artie Moreno is also, basically the James Dolan of the West, so that he's just incompetent, doesn't know how to run an organization. But, you know, unfortunately, again, you know, like this is why all of us Guardians fans have been screaming, you know, from the hilltops, and I feel like we look like lunatics when we're, you know, raging about you-know-who that runs that owns the team. Because I feel like that's a faux pas to actually criticize them. It's just like you, they seemingly have endless money for politics every year, but when it comes to, you know, putting a team around a guy like J-Ram, you know, that's just asking too much of fans. You know, it's like attendance is up. People probably bought like the Guards TV stuff. You have playoff revenue. There is zero excuse, and I expect everyone to be hammering them if they do not do anything this offseason.
Matt, we appreciate you. I think it's interesting. I think certain Guardians fans have taken the, I guess we can't talk about Dolan's thing, which, you know, I made an impassioned plea after the Guardians got bounced out of the playoffs that just wasn't the right time to have the conversation, because I was ready to talk about the team and what they accomplished. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't think the Dolan should spend more.
Right.
I don't think there's anyone that's like, you know what, it's good for me. I think the point is, so much of the conversation becomes about the Dolans for certain people that they negate talking about the front office and the job they've done. They negate talking about the pitching factory. All of it is the conversation, not just the Dolans. Here's the other tricky thing. It feels like we have 1 to 3 years left with the Dolans. So there is a part where it's like, all right, maybe they're just riding this out until the contract with Blitzer kicks in. And again, I don't expect that guy to come in and spend, you know, copious amounts of money, but I think people are just ready for that change. Well, I'm like, well, I can't call for them to sell the team because it seems like they already did. We're just waiting for it to change hands.
Yeah, you're right. They're already committed to that, so it's okay. It's just I think the frustration started. Indians won the AL Central in 2018, and Dolan's cut the payroll by 14%. They won 93 games in 2019. He cut it by 17%. They won at a 93-win pace, made the playoffs in 2020, and they cut it by 42%. You know, like that does sting for people. It's okay to acknowledge that stings. But I also at this point, I don't have any answers for anyone. Like, they're committed to selling the team. They're not going to be the owner forever. We just have to ride it out for a little bit longer.
So I think it's okay to acknowledge it. I don't think it should ever not be acknowledged. I think if that's the only analysis, and you don't do this, mm-hmm. even though you're more critical of the Dolans than I am outwardly. I think it's when that's the only conversation certain people can have. To me, it becomes like the name change. It becomes the, okay, what else do you think? Because if that's the only thing you think about the team, I can't live. I can't control who owns the team. Same thing with Haslam. I could come out here every day and tell you why Jimmy Haslam is the worst owner in the NFL. I don't need to. He's doing it for me. All right? Now, will it be referenced? Yes. It's not the only conversation we have about the Cleveland Browns.
Right. It's part of the story. It's not the entire story. And there's obviously a lot of context that is needed with this.
Any concern that Hosey still feels frustrated with the Guardians after this season, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.